Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 8th, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, Tammuz 23, 57, 87. We're continuing now in Micah. And the third chapter, which is basically giving us today's world events 3,000 years early. So you want to know the news, why don't go to the media. They are so mixed up. They have been botching things up for thousands of years. But you can rely on Supreme's inspired writings. Here in Micah, and remember, this word means, who is Eternal Originator? And he quotes him in verse 1 of chapter 3. I said, that is Eternal Originator, Supreme, heals heads. Heal is, of course, Yaakov in the phonetic original word. And most powerful rulers, that's Israel. In the phonetic original word. You must now heed. It is not for you to know. Is it not for you to know ethical management? Yeah, we are responsible to be ethical people and manage things properly, justly, appropriately. Verse 2, one's hating evil and liking evil are ones tearing their skin from themselves and flesh from their bones. That seems to be about the size of us today, doesn't it? We hate good, we love evil. Verse 3, those devouring, oh, that's the news of today. That's something Micah wrote about, almost 3,000 years ago. Those devouring my people's flesh strip their skin from them. They break their bones. They break them in pieces like what is in the pot and like the flesh in the middle of a kettle. Verse 4, then they call to Eternal Originator for help. He will not answer them. Absolutely. Supreme is no fool. He's not going to answer people who don't listen to him and follow his clear instructions on what is appropriate, what is proper behavior. He will hide his faces from them. At that time, their actions have been evil. He hates evil. Now, I get to hate evil that I have. That is Ron Reedy's evil. I do not get to hate anybody else's evil under any circumstances. Verse 5, Supreme, of course, hates all evil. Verse 5, consequently, Eternal Originator, that's that word Yahweh, conveys this about presenters. That's the word nabi, by the way, and it means basically presenters. It's often translated in a wrong way, like prophets. It's not anything to do with predicting. They present. The word nabi means bubble forth with Supreme's information. But he conveys this about presenters who mislead my people. Oh, these are not the decent ones, then, are they? Presenters who mislead my people, who bite with their teeth. Yeah, they are very dishonest and very evil, very criminal. They proclaim success. They'll tell you about all the good things that never will happen, because they promote evil. They proclaim war on one not putting on their mouth. So they war against those that are pleasing to supreme, decent people. Verse 6, therefore, night will be for you from revelation. Night, darkness. It will be dark for you from divining anything spiritual. The sun will set on presenters. They will be over dead. It'll all be ended. The day will be dark over them. Verse 7, seers will be put to shame. Divining will be confounded. All of them will cover an upper lip. Most powerful's response is nothing. He has nothing to do with this evil society. Verse 8, however, I am strength-filled by infinite, eternal originator to make known ethics and power to heal, for his ruin and to most powerful prevails. To most powerful prevails his transgression. So this is what Micah said, I am strength-filled. Supreme had designated him for this job. And it's a job that he did thousands of years ago, but it has to do with today. Right now, this week, this month, this year, in the next 2 or 3 years, just immediately ahead of us. Verse 9, now heads of Heel's house and captains of most powerful prevail's house, those abhorring ethics and perverting all that is right, you must heed this. Boy, that's a denouncement of us, isn't it? Verse 10, one builds Baal dry place, that's the word for Zion. It means a spiritual location of Supreme's people. It's the living stones, not the ancient temple of inanimate stones. One builds Baal dry place with bloods and success legacy with guilt. Its heads manage with a bribe. Wow, it's hard to understand what is really the terrible disposition that we have of all matters in this present evil world. It's religious leaders direct with payola. Yeah, they're all into love of money. It's presenters divine with silver. They rely, and I put that word in quotes, on eternal originator, saying eternal originator is with us. No, he isn't. That's a lie. No misery will come on us. Verse 12, therefore, on account of you, bald, dry place, that is Zion, remember, will be a plowed field. Success legacy will be ruins. That's hard to imagine because Jerusalem is a thriving city at the moment. A mountain is for the heights, house, forest. Well, that concludes chapter 3. We have a few more chapters to go through to understand what this man is revealing about Supreme and what his purpose is, what he will accomplish, what he will do. So in conclusion, as I usually do, let's understand this. We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now, being changed now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.